Station Rose, Fab 505. Die Suche nach den ultimativen Werkzeugen. Die komplexe menschliche Seele manifestiert sich in digitalisierter Form. Die Vergangenheit wird einfach ein Teil der Gegenwart. Digitale Information verkommt nicht. Das erlaubt uns natürlich, präzisere Modelle der Zukunft zu erstellen.
I think that the graphics here, even down to the Nintendo, big step in human evolution. Now kids can move colors around. Granted, we have to get beyond the Lego Brothers. I've often said that the evolution of the human race is about beyond Dungeons and Dragons and the Lego Brothers. Get boys and girls, if you're boys and boys, or get hammered. But not just magic theater, anything that's now in a book will be taught in the one room classroom on the other side of the screen. And in that classroom, studying violence, you'll have a student from Japan, a little old lady from Frankfurt, can't leave the house, and then groups from Paris. They're all on the same screen, they're watching movies, and they're playing different parts. Just by telephone books. And some people say, well, how can kids afford the telephone? Well, if they can afford farmers, electronic telephone information is very expensive. And even fiber optics, electronic information is cheaper than water or electricity. And the power of the individual gives that kid the opportunity to create electronic environments, move around and share them. The great Zen poem, Zen bumper sticker here is, hey, what color do you want the grass to be? Got it? Any color you want. Environment, it's using the normal telephone. the television screen is a two-dimensional. This room, the time reality. People watch, and we believe what's going on there. It's all lies. Of course, it's Saddam and all those crooks. They're creating the electronic reality that people believe in. The television set, though, is not... First of all, I can't do anything about it. All I can do is change the channel. The telephone's perfect because I talk and you listen. So I listen. And the nice thing about the telephone is it's just individual. The television is horrible. It allows the people to control the networks to control the minds of people. But now with a computer, I can control it on my own. The problem is, so far, the software just allows me to do letters and words and Dungeons and Dragons and,
Station Rose, Fab 505. This is the well. Genapa, you have new mail.
Designed as an online system that would be cheap and accessible to as many people as possible, as inexpensively as possible. It was designed to try to be as low cost, you know, kind of like a populist system. Not so much thinking in terms of mass market, because the original intent was for it to be right around here, a regional system in the Bay region. And it started on a small scale. The idea was just going to be a local, cheap, you know, thing that, you know, nobody really knew how big it was going to get exactly. The original design was so that 40 people could log in at a time, which when we were having an average of that, it's probably about where we were last year, when we had maybe about 4,000 people. So we're sort of, I think that we've sort of just passed
more exciting is the possibility of disciplining electronic technologies to give every individual the kinds of powers that kings, emperors would have envied only a couple of hundred years ago. The ability to create and inhabit artificial worlds that are assembled out of one's own unique aesthetic and psychological proclivities. The ability to create and maintain one's past in a kind of co-presence with the lived moment. I mean, I can imagine that in the future, around age 5 or so, shortly after a human child acquires the power of speech, they will begin to build their virtual reality. It's at first nothing more than a filing system where you put the little drawings that you make in kindergarten or something like that. But after years and years of this kind of activity, the virtual reality will be, in a sense, each person's virtual reality will be more complex than the three-dimensional reality that most of us share if we live in a modern city. Well, then what intimacy becomes under those circumstances is the invitation from one person to another to step into my reality. In other words, share my soul, look around inside my mind. And in the same way that in a house one doesn't show a guest all the rooms, when we create these virtual realities, some of the rooms will be almost alive, and then there will be progressively more and more private dimension. In this way, what we're really doing is taking the Freudian making it conscious and exclusive. Dreams will linger in cyberspace. Childhood memories will linger in a sense. The past, as we have known it, will cease to exist, and the present will simply become a moment spreading out into time, but retaining clarity at all points within it. This is not pie in the sky. The technologies to do this exist right now. The problem is the human user has yet to become aware of what the technology can offer. We're experiencing several simultaneous technology lag at the moment. Number one, the software, the hardware that exists is completely unchallenged by the software that exists. There are many more things to be done with hardware than software is exploring. In a similar vein, there are many things to be done with software that human users are not taking advantage of. So, the present moment, the early 1990s until the millennium, is essentially a moment of where old boundaries have completely dissolved. Marxism, print culture, nation states, industrial economies based on extraction of natural resources, these things have all become obsolete. But the new world of informational commodities, virtual realities, dissolved boundaries between people, virtual eroticism, these things are not yet completely realized in society. So we are in a highly turbulent